Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. The risen Lord said, "Don't be afraid of what you're about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days, but if you remain faithful even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life." It's hard for most of us to imagine what it would be like to live with the continual likelihood of persecution simply because of our Christian faith. The harshest treatment that we are likely to receive is to be laughed at because of our faith. But just imagine what it would be like to live with the fear that at any time there might be a knock at the door from the secret police. For those of us who've never had such an experience, we need, first of all, to be aware that there are millions of Christians in many parts of the world today who live with exactly that threat. And throughout the past 2,000 years, there's been a constant tide of persecution. To the church of Smyrna, the Lord told them not to be afraid, because there would be an amazing reward for their suffering. They would receive the crown of life. This isn't the crown of a king, but the trophy awarded to someone who was victor in athletics. This was particularly apt in Smyrna, which was famous for its games. Smyrna has a very special place in the history of persecution because of one of the martyrs in the 2nd century. His name was Bishop Polycarp. He was required to curse the name of Christ and to make a sacrifice to Caesar or to face being burnt to death. Even the proconsul appealed to him to avoid death, but Polycarp replied, 86 years have I served him, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me?" After offering a prayer, Polycarp was put to death. Such suffering is hard to hear about, but it needs to drive us to pray for those who are still being called to pay the ultimate price for their faith today. The suffering is terrible, but the whole book of Revelation makes it clear that God has the final word. Those who stand strong will receive the crown of life. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for those Christians around the world today who are suffering so badly for their faith. Help us to stand strongly for you, whatever pressures we face. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.